So we finished the maimer Alkin Korle Omele Purim. Rebbe explains that there's two levels. It's the level of a Yid who's Kshei Erev, cannot separate himself from the Rebbe no matter what. He has Mesiris Nefesh. And then there's the other level of Purim who's Mimul Arpe, against this level of Mesiris Nefesh. You have the level of Haman that's totally given over to the world and only thinks about him himself and won't let anything get into the way of his being totally fully developed in himself. And Haman tried to do with the raffle is he tried, since it's such a high level, where Haman and Mordechai are the same, he tried from there to bring down that he'll be saved. Because if it's the same anyway, so why shouldn't he get saved? And this is what the Yidden accomplished, that even from such a high level, because they had Mesiris Nefesh, they got saved. This is the nest. Question of the moment is, why determine and describe Purim because of a side issue of a raffle? The raffle is not a side issue. That was the miracle. That from this high level became a Yeshua for Kol Yisrael. That's why the Kain Godel, every Yom Kippur, made a raffle of the two he goats, because it's Lifnei Havaya, higher than Shem Havaya, you need a raffle. And this is the greatness of the Yom Tov of Purim. That's why it's called Purim. And that's the simple explanation why they never used this maimer to finish the regime of Stalin, because they also try to hurt the Jews and taking from the high level. But this is the ness of Purim, that even from that high level, the Jews were saved. Then comes the last maimer of Rifus Tehilus Sharecha, that the Teda should come down to you in such a way that it should give you strength. And the Gemara says, if someone learns Teda and he has Gaiva, so he missed the point. It makes you further away from the Rebishter, so you have to work very hard to take off any negativity. And this is what we ask when we learn, the life and the Torah comes to the Rabbanon, that it should be only the inner part and no negative part should stay attached, and it shouldn't make them grow farther away from the Rebishter, but closer. And this is related to the fact that on Purim, Alter Rebbe says in the previous maimer, you study Chassidus. Over there, there's no place for yeshus. You're totally bottled to Hashem because you're talking about the greatness of Hashem. The Rebbe tells him that even when you learn Gemara, you should have that unique relationship with Hashem and not allow the gaiva to creep in. God bless you. I feel important.